Hi there. Welcome to another episode of Investment Insight, presented by McKay Wealth Advisory. I'm Bradley Cover, sitting down today with Brent McKay. Brent, we've seen a lot of things in the market driving what a lot of people are terming the AI boom.
Right.
What are some of the similarities between the AI boom and maybe the dot-com boom?
Right. So, you know, 25 years ago, you know, we had the end of the dot-com boom, where the markets had gone up 400% in 4 years. Just a crazy, crazy rise. And a lot of people are comparing some of the valuations with the AI technologies with the dot-com boom. But as we saw with the dot-com boom, yeah, it was a boom, then it was a bust. But a lot of these companies that exist today are beneficiaries of that dot-com boom in the late 1990s. And if you look at the, you know, the fiber optic lines that were laid back then by companies like Enron and WorldCom, which went bankrupt, they kind of laid the groundwork for the technology boom we have today. And so if just like, you know, canals in the late 1700s and railroads in the 1800s, you know, AI is very likely to be one of these transformative technologies that's going to change the world. And so when we look as investors, yes, some of the valuations for a while were pretty overstretched. But now with some recent market volatility, some of these valuations look more attractive. And so this is a good opportunity, maybe, if you wanted to be in that sphere, to start looking at picking up some investments in the AI sphere. Now, we don't know who the big winners are going to be, just like you know, some of the companies of old that no longer exist, you know, Pets.com and those kind of companies that are now, you know, gone. We believe the best way to own it is through a broad ETF, where you own maybe every technology company. That way you can kind of determine, or every publicly traded technology company, you can determine, you know, you don't know who the winner's going to be, but somebody's going to be the winner. Because, you know, 20 years from now, 10 years from now, you're like, man, I should have bought that stock or I should have bought that. And as investors, you know, how can we not be involved in a technology that's going to, you know, make hopefully make humans more efficient and more productive? And, you know, if you think the worst is going to happen, well, there's not much you can do about it. So if you're, you know, thinking the worst technology that's going to come terminate and kill us all, well, there's enough money going into it that it's going to bloom. So hopefully the bad news won't happen. But if the good news does happen and you miss that development, that technology, you miss a huge opportunity to make money and diversify your portfolio. So now that we see some recent volatility in those stocks, this is a great opportunity time to maybe look at adding some of those to your positions.
Absolutely. Brent, thanks for talking to us a little bit about that, helping to really clear the air around some of those things. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Investment Insight. We'll see you next time.